Many people ask me what it looks like to homeschool kids in Portugal, right? And the way that I'm going to cover this today, it really doesn't matter where you're situated. We're in Portugal, but it's not like we're necessarily utilizing Portuguese resources for our homeschooling. So this literally could apply anywhere. But I wanted to share my experience, especially for somebody who, you know, is in the entrepreneurial world. Like, that is what I do, and that is what my children see me do. And kind of explain to you what was the reasoning for me behind doing homeschooling for our children and what the process looked like. What I can tell you is that this is something that I have been thinking of, dreaming of for a long, long, long time. When I finished my undergrad, right? When I finished my undergrad back in long time ago, I realized that there was so much that I learned in school that I would never use ever. I finished my undergrad and I was looking at, you know, at jobs and my career. And I was like, this all feels so theoretical. Like, I still don't really understand how to get to the level of success that I am looking for. Now, thankfully, at that time, I had started diving into personal development. So I knew that there was a specific path, but I found it very unfortunate that I didn't get that education in school. I didn't get to learn those skills that I needed to get to the type of success I was looking for in school after like so many years in it, right? And so it was very important to me to be able to teach my children those things. Initially, I thought I would teach it to them outside of the school, right? Like an hour here, an hour there. But when, you know, you realize very quickly that when your kids go to school, they don't have a lot of free time. After like 8-10 hours at school, they come home, they have to do 2 to 3 hours of homework, and then it's bedtime and they start all over again. If they have activities, even worse, right? And so for me, it started really dawning on me that I wanted to educate my kids differently. I wanted them to see different things, and I wanted them to also, this is something else that triggered the whole homeschooling idea for me. My brother, my little brother, the one who, I have three of them, right? But the one who's right after me, he struggled in school for like almost all of his time in school. Before university, his life was miserable in school. He just could not fit in. He could not make it happen. It was the worst thing for him, right? And so he was definitely a C, D, E, F, J type of student at school until he graduated from fine arts. His undergrad and went to one of the most prestigious fine arts school in the US and came out of that, and his career just skyrocketed, but in his field, in the creative space, right? And because he was able to do that, thankfully my parents supported him in like doing something that was very different from what traditionally and culturally parents where I come from, you know, want for their kids. He was able to try a different type of schooling. He was able to do things differently, right? And that completely uncapped him. And he went on to win so many different prizes for what he does. He's now incorporated that with what he does for brand building. And he does brand campaigns for amazing organizations, mostly in the nonprofit world. But like for me, watching him struggle so much in school, and then get out of the school system, turn around the way that he was learning and what he was doing to be more hands-on. My brother is definitely someone who needs to touch what he's working on, right? He's very creative that way, but he needed that. And then to be able to, from that way of learning and that way of experimenting with things, create an amazing career for himself, it definitely got me thinking again, right? And I was like, I don't want my kids to grow up thinking that they have to fit into a certain box, a specific box, right? So that was another reason. And a final reason, of course, was that I have always wanted to be financially, geographically, all of the adverbs independent. Like, I did not want to be tied to a specific space because of a job, because of kids' school, or because of anything else, right? So this was our rich life, the way that my husband and I have been wanting to design it since we were 18 years old, since we met and we were 18 years old. And so part of that plan, which took 20 years, was to get the kids to a point where we can take them anywhere, right? And it's only with COVID that it became so much easier. And with COVID and also with our plan to just relocate, that we really started diving into the idea of homeschooling them. And I am so happy we did. All right. So what that looks like for us right now. So our kids are enrolled in the French curriculum, the French system from France. And so they have a French school that follows them, that follows their curriculum. That's where we get all the books, all the material and everything. Right. And so they get to go through their curriculum. All of the exams, everything is sent to that school in France. They get corrected there. They get their feedback. There's tutoring sessions. Like, there's a lot of things that's available out there if you really take the chance to research. And so they're getting the support that way. Now, for my son, he's almost 14 years old. What's really cool is, of course, he's more independent and so on. And so they have a lot of support for kids his age at that school in like French and in math and physics and all of that, right? For my daughter, when we started this, almost 2 years ago, for my daughter, she was learning how to read, how to write. So that definitely required much more time with her. Just teach me sitting down with her and teaching her all the things because she just couldn't go through the material on her own, right? And it was definitely time consuming. I will not hide that. But it was still just an hour to an hour and a half per day, right? So this is something when we started homeschooling and I was calling these different homeschooling organizations and schools and asking them questions about like, but how do you manage it at home? And like, how many hours should the kids be studying? I was so surprised to learn that at my daughter's age, six to almost like 10 years old, they really don't need to be doing more than an hour and a half, 2 hours max per day of actual schooling. When you look at all the time our kids spend in school, most of it is not dedicated to actually learning. It's all the other things, which is good too. But for me, realizing that, oh my God, my daughter could do the whole first year curriculum in an hour a day was a game changer, right? And for my son, who is like 13, when we started, he was like 12 years old. He only needed to do like 4 hours per day. So not 10 hours at school, 4 hours per day. And then the rest of the time he could do other things. So he's been into coding. Right now he's obsessed with video editing. So that's what he's doing. They're doing different language classes. They're just doing a whole bunch of other things based on what they really love, right? They're taking Portuguese classes. My daughter as well goes to a Portuguese school just one day a week, right? Where she goes, she meets friends, she gets to practice her Portuguese. Her best friend in Nazaré is also Portuguese. So they get to do those things. But getting them into a whole new routine where they didn't need to spend all of those hours doing homework and all of this thing definitely frees up time for us, which is amazing. And one of the most life-changing things that I did in the past, let me see, when was this? In the past just few months, was hire an actual tutor to come home and guide them through their material, right? So she supports my son. So he has the online support, but now he has somebody who comes at home and helps him as well. And he absolutely loves it. Same for my daughter. So my 1 hour per day that I was doing homeschooling, now I have somebody who comes at home and who does that for them, which is completely, completely life-changing. I absolutely love it, right? So this, you know, on top of everything that I already shared, you know, being able to be mobile, being able to give them time back as well, being able to do all of those things. There's also a couple of other things that I have been able to gain as a benefit of homeschooling. Now, before I dive into that, many people will ask me, yeah, but how do they socialize though? Like, how do they meet other people, et cetera, et cetera? And I'll tell you what we do. Okay. So for my daughter, she's, as I said, 7 years old. She just turned 8. So she's 8 years old. Her best friend lives like 1 minute away from us. They're always outside together. They're always riding bikes. They're always having fun. She has jujitsu classes, you know, twice a week. She makes friends over there. She goes to her Portuguese school where she spends a day a week learning how to cook, learning how to light fires, like forest school. She absolutely loves it. So when you listen to her speak, it feels like she has 100 friends from school, but literally she's homeschooled. She doesn't go to school 5 days a week, right? So they get to experience things just in a different way, but she's definitely socialized. My son is somebody who, even when we were in Canada, he likes to be home, right? He's very much like me when I was a kid. I didn't like to go out too much. I loved to go back home. And so for him, it's always, we're trying to push him outside a little bit more, but he loves it. He always tells me, I don't want to live in the city anymore. I want to be somewhere where we only have mountains and the woods, and I can ride my bike for like dozens of minutes without seeing anybody. Like, that's his thing. But still, between soccer, so we have a lot of expat friends that we've made since we've been in Portugal, and they organize these really cool events for teenagers, et cetera, et cetera. So he started to make friends at those events, right? So the socializing definitely is there. And also, which leads me to one of the main things that I absolutely love about homeschooling, is that they get to spend more time with adults. This is different. When we were in school, when I remember when I was in school in like first grade, second grade, whatever, all of that, like, you spend a lot of time with other kids your age who have no idea what's happening. Like, they have very basic understanding of how the world functions, et cetera, right? And they're kind of just feeding each other this not knowing and this fun, which is all good. It's normal. But they're spending most of their time together. And the only adults that they really interact with most of the time outside of the parents is actually the teachers at school. And for a lot of kids, they spend more time with their teachers than they do with their parents. When homeschooling, the kids spend more time with adults, which, when I look at traditionally where I come from, kids would be around different generations of people all the time, and that contributed to their education. So they had children their age, they were spending time with their parents and their uncles and their aunties, but also the neighbors, right, and their grandparents. And like, you would see like 3-4 generations interacting at all time, which is something that I definitely wanted for my kids, that I found that they were missing, being around adults more, hearing, you know, that level of conversation, et cetera, et cetera. So that is something that I absolutely love about being able to homeschool them. And what the fact that they're home as well is, it helps them see me and see my husband work. Like, they see us at work. I very rarely saw my dad work when I was a kid. It was like maybe once in a blue moon, maybe twice a year, 3 times a year, where something would happen at school and then he'd pick me up early and then we'd be in his office. Those were the only times where I saw my dad work, right? So I had no idea what he did for a living, okay? Whereas for my kids, they know exactly what I do for a living. They know, you know, who my clients are. They hear the conversations. They hear me talk about personal development. They hear me recording my podcast. They see that, you know, what I do on a day-to-day basis and how we translate. They know when I'm in a launch, when I'm not, and what type of activities. It really opens up their mind to what working can look like, and especially doing work that you love. So the day that they're in front of somebody who's like, oh, I hate my job, I hate working, etc., they're not going to go with the idea that working sucks, right? Or that it's hard to have a job and have a salary, et cetera. Like, they have two examples at home of people who absolutely love what they do and who are creating their own version of success. And it looks different and it works, right? So they get to see that. I remember in a few years ago during the COVID period, my son was, for the first time since he was a baby, spending days and days and days and days, weeks at home, right? And I remember one day he was sitting on the floor. I was doing these calls, like back-to-back on calls that day. I remember I was super tired. It was like evening time. And my son was playing, I don't remember if he was playing Legos or whatever, with his toys on the floor. He was like 5. And he was like maybe 7, 8 years old. And I remember I finished a call and he turned to me, he was like, Mommy, you really love your job, right? And I was like, what makes you say that? He's like, because you just keep on laughing. You're just laughing all the time, right? And I absolutely love that. I was like, they get to see that. I didn't notice that I was doing that, but he gets to see that. He gets to see that it's possible to do what you love, and it's possible to make really good money doing what you love. And they get to hear your conversations. They get to see you in action, right? And children learn by witnessing, and they will witness things and they will go and duplicate. They're not going to learn from theory, right? And so for me, this is such a huge benefit. A reason why I absolutely love that we're homeschooling these kids is because they get to see that, which I didn't get to see that. Like, I had to learn things on my own. I had to figure it out. Well, I feel like they're getting started with already that as a model, which I think is amazing, right? And as I shared before, they get to see different versions of what doing that looks like, you know, doing something that you absolutely love and seeing success in it. Like, my husband and I have a completely, completely different career. It's like we don't even operate in the same dimension. He's in the music industry, and it's all about, you know, they're artists, right? Music production, licensing for movies, TV shows, like, that's his world, completely different from me, who's in the entrepreneurial world. Now, the thing we have in common is that we're in front of people all the time, right? That's the one thing we have in common. So we're often on Zoom, on video, you know, presenting. If he's on TV a lot, et cetera, et cetera. But they get to see that with those things, although it's very different, we're able to create something that is our version of success, like the travel, the fact that we went from this tiny apartment when we were in Canada to where we live now, which we absolutely love. The fact that by doing what we do and by doing what we did over the past few years, and they probably and certainly remember a time where it was pretty, pretty hard, where we had to work like crazy, but to now getting to the point where we just have more time with them. We have more time to educate them, to spend time with them. There's less of the hurry up, do this, do that, you know, all of that logistics, you know, those types of conversation, and more time actually just talking about real things and educating them. I spend a lot of time, especially with my son, my teenager, talking about personal development, talking about, you know, emotions and energy and how you show up and confidence and all of those things, which I would have never had the time to do that if he was in school all day, coming back at like 5, 6 in the afternoon, when we have to have dinner and homework and all of that stuff for him to start that all over again, right? So we get to have that additional time, and they see that it's the work that we did and what they witnessed in the past few years that created this, right? And they get to enjoy just this alternative schooling of doing stuff that they absolutely love. So it is definitely more time together. It's more focused on their development as human beings. It is, you know, having more time to dedicate to transferring specific values or specific, paradigms to them so that they can operate in this world without like all of the stress and the pressure of feeling like they have to fit into a box. All right. So that is, my friends, what our homeschooling looks like with our kids. We absolutely love it. Now, am I opposed to them going back to school one day if they want to? Absolutely not. My son knows that he can go back when he decides to. We would need to, you know, work that into a plan, because at this point, like, we're so focused on being able to travel and get them to see the world, get them to see different cultures, just the same way I was raised to see so many different cultures by the time I was like 15, that for me, there's nothing that is universally true, except, you know, certain elements, like, you know, humans are born and they leave and they have, you know, there's certain things like that. But in terms of beliefs and in terms of principles and so on, I learned very, very quickly that not everybody believed the same things, and that was okay. That not everybody had the same paradigms, and that was okay, right? And I find that for a lot of people, they learn that very, like, much later, when they're like bumping against the wall, trying to live their version of right. And I learned from a very young age that there was no right or wrong, because what's right in one culture is wrong in a different culture. And what's a principle of righteousness in this other place of the world is complete opposite somewhere else, right? I got to witness that, and I wanted to make sure our kids get that. So that's what we're focused on right now. And just having the privilege to do that is, in my book, it's like there's no price on it. So if the idea of homeschooling has been on your mind, I see a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people who are like, oh my God, I've always dreamt of doing this. never done it because X, Y, and Z. I'm like, if it is what you want to do, think about it and maybe start taking action on it. Like, life is short. You get to do the things that matter to you, or you don't get to. But at the end of the day, it really is a decision and a choice, right? So think about what if that is something that you absolutely, truly, truly want to experience. You're just going to have to make that decision, you know, with your kids, with your spouse, and then start taking the actions that are going to help you get there. But it is 100% possible. If I did it, anybody can do it. And I am crazy in the sense that I made the decision and we talked about it. And like 4 days later, the kids were out of school. But that's also because we knew that we were moving like 3 months later, right? But this is something that we've been talking about for a bit, and it was time and we did it and we absolutely love it. So I hope it inspires you. If this is something that's been on your mind, don't hesitate, jump on it, and you'll be glad that you did. All right. And if ever you decide that, hey, it wasn't for me, you can always go back. All right. Love you so much. Have an amazing rest of your day and share this with somebody who you believe would be inspired and needs to hear this. All right. Love you.